You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
On November 15th, approximately 15 members of the Israel Awareness Club at UBC attended the annual general meeting of the Social Justice Center. At this AGM, they demanded that the SJC rescind their decision to give a donation to the Gaza Aid Flotilla and to fund a talk by George Galloway. That controversy continued well into this week as the issue was taken up by the UBC Student Union. Omar Shaban is president of Solidarity for Palestine Human Rights at UBC, and he's joined me by phone to discuss these recent events. Good morning, Omar.
Good morning.
The Social Justice Center was the focus of this dispute. What is the Social Justice Center?
The Social Justice Center is a resource group at UBC. I believe it was created in 94, and it was guaranteed funding from the university in 96. And they essentially have activities and provide resources to people who are interested or do work for social justice, so people who fight poverty, people who fight for indigenous rights, and people who care for social justice issues around the world. So, you know, SPHR falls within their mandate.
Now, the resource groups, so there are several different kinds of resource groups, is that right?
Yes, there are six resource groups. Color Connected Against Racism, Pride UBC, which is a group that fights homophobia on campus. There is a group for called SEC, Student Environment Center, the SJC, a group called Allies, which is new, and the Women's Center. And they all are guaranteed funding from the university.
Okay, now I understand that these the Social Justice Center and these resource groups are autonomous. Why are they? Why do they have that authority? Why are they autonomous?
They were granted autonomy by the Student Council a very long time ago, in the 90s, because they thought that they should be protected from the AMS executive because they represent minority point of view. So just in case, if an executive is elected that opposes their point of view, they don't stop their work or put obstacles or anything of that sort. That's why they were granted autonomy by council, and they were guaranteed funding by referendum, by a student referendum in 96.
Now, at this meeting that I mentioned in mid-November, the meeting was disrupted by an organization called the Israeli Awareness Club. Have you had encounters with this group before?
Yes. The members usually come to our tables when we're tabling inside the student union, so when we have Palestine Week or Israeli Apartheid Week, and they try to talk to our members. Some of them tend to be aggressive and hostile. They came to our first event about a year and a half ago when we had John Elmer. Some of them were drunk, and they yelled at John and called him a Nazi. When we brought Professor Finkelstein for the first time, they were distributing leaflets demonizing Finkelstein, calling him a self-hating Jew. And when we brought Ben White, they were also leafleting against Ben White at where we had the event. We spoke to the university, and they started toning down their aggression lately. Up until the SJC meeting, they started their aggression again, and they had a vicious campaign against us, including defamation and spreading rumors and lies and so on and so forth.
What kind of tactics did they employ at the November meeting?
Well, they came as a huge group, asking to pass a motion to revoke funding. So luckily, some of our members were there and started to debate with them over the merits of that motion, and we spent over an hour. At that meeting, they started accusing George Galloway and accusing us of supporting genocidal regimes, supporting terrorist organizations. There were accusations towards me personally. So it's, again, like they were just coming up with lies after a lie after the other. And but the meeting ended, and there was no election, there was no motion, because there was no time to talk about it. After that, they went to complain to the ombudsperson of the university and of the student union, I mean, and he investigated, and he said, well, the SJC isn't doing anything wrong, the donation, there's nothing wrong with the donation, there's nothing wrong with what the SJC is doing or the posters they have. So that didn't work for them. So they went and complained to the Student Administrative Commission, which takes care of constitutional issues for clubs. And they reviewed the case, and they said, well, SJC isn't doing anything wrong, and the donation should go through. So they complained to the president of the student union. Now, he took their complaint and sought legal opinion, and then took it to the student council to vote on this issue. Of course, the president blocked the transaction. It was he wasn't supposed to do that, and it's illegal for him to do that anyways. He did it nonetheless, and he took it to council. And at the council meeting, we had a three-hour discussion, which in the end, they passed a motion in favor of allowing the donation. Now, their techniques throughout those 2 weeks, essentially sending letters to student clubs on campus and to the counselors, defaming the SJC and SPHR, and then there were letters of defamation that are directed towards me personally. They're like talking about me, and they had articles in the National Post and in other venues, essentially defaming SJC and SPHR.
Well, I want to talk for a second about the student union president. Why has he taken such a one-sided stance on this issue?
Well, from the beginning, he started showing anti-Palestinian sentiments. We never felt any opposition before he was elected. The previous president was neutral. Whenever there was a problem, he acted as a mediator. He didn't take sides. When he became president, he started calling me to his office, went to, quote-unquote, discuss our activities, and so on and so forth. We later found out that he was actually endorsed by the Israel Awareness Club. And in their endorsement letter that they circulated to their members, it said that the executives of the IASC met with Bijan, and he gave them assurances that he would satisfy their objectives. So I guess it was evident at that point that he will cause us problems, and then he will be biased towards them.
And this week, earlier this week, things came to a head before the student union. How did that unfold?
Well, you mean the motion at the student council?
That's right.
Yeah. Well, in the beginning, there were several motions to try to divert the issue and to shut down the donation, or to tell us where to donate, or to defer the talk to another time, and so on and so forth. And we found out that before that council meeting, Bijan was actually at the IAC office with the executives and telling them exactly what to do. So he was showing them papers, documents, and so they came to the meeting with that information. At that meeting, Bijan was texting them the whole time. It was so obvious that nobody could deny it. He walked to the executives of the IAC, talked to them, walked to them outside, told them what to say, but none of that worked. We weren't too annoyed by that, because we knew we had a good case and we had faith in the student council, and we also knew that the student council had an idea about what's going on. Some of them are directly involved in SJC and SPHR, So we're very confident that, you know, no matter what Bijan does, he's going to ultimately fail. And he did.
And the student union was compelled to, by the student council president, he was compelled to seek, they were compelled to seek a legal opinion, were they not?
No, actually, he sought legal opinion without telling anybody. Even his executives didn't know. He was the only point of contact with the law firm. And when we found out, everybody was shocked. And then when it was leaked, we checked it out. We found out that half of it was written like really quickly by a lawyer, and the second half was done by either a law student or a recent graduate or an intern. It wasn't an actual lawyer who did it. But he spent $2,000 on it nonetheless.
This would be $2,000 of student union money?
Yeah.
Okay. So, are there any further expenses?
Yes, there probably will be further expenses, because the day after, he actually, I don't know how he did it, but he convinced his executives that that the motion demand an independent investigation over whether the money is linked to terrorism or not. So, of course, we were annoyed by that, and we checked it out, and we said, what's going on with that? And we later found that he actually is going to seek independent investigation. So that will probably cost a lot of money. And they're probably going to ask an organization, I think it's called FinTrack, to track where the money is going. So I also don't know how much that's going to cost. We're probably going to find out soon. But yeah, Bijan is just spending more money in order to stop a $700 donation to the Gaza Strip.
Yeah, but as of now, the $700 donation to the Gaza Aid Flotilla is scheduled to go through.
Well, as far as we're concerned, yes, because we're confident that, you know, this quote unquote independent investigation isn't gonna show anything other than, yeah, SPHR is a deterrence organization. And everybody knows that already. So as far as we're concerned, the money will go through soon.
And final question would be, since we've been talking so much about the Gaza Aid Flotilla, what is the Gaza Aid Flotilla?
Well, it's an international effort to lift the blockade on the Gaza Strip. So their boats, I believe 21 countries will send boats to the Gaza Strip, including Canada. Canada received calls from the Solidarity Movement in Palestine and the International Solidarity Movement, asking them to try to work to get a boat, sailing. So yeah, we've been working on that for about a year, and we've had fundraisers all over Canada, and I believe right now we're at between $150,000 and $200,000, and we're aiming to reach $300,000 by spring, when the boat is going to be bought, and then when the crew is going to be hired, and aid is going to essentially bought as well, and then it will sail from somewhere in the Mediterranean. We don't know yet, and then it will head towards Gaza. It will be a registered boat by the Canadian government, and it will have the Canadian flag on it.
Well, we wish you the best of luck with that endeavor, Omar, and thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Have a good day.
We've been speaking with Omar Shaban. He is president of Solidarity for Palestine Human Rights at UBC.